Talkback Radio has a long-standing and successful history within the Australian broadcasting industry. What began as a medium for politicians to voice opinions and engage with the listeners, it's now one of the most successful programming divisions of its kind, and in turn attracts the biggest advertising revenue. Further studies have since found that the use of highly emotive language expressed within this format is what has led it to such prominence. Anna Marie Reyes recently celebrated the passing of International Women's Day by talking to two of the country's most prominent female broadcasters, Angela Catterns and Julie McCrossan, who reflect on their career and evaluate the position that women can have in a shock jock world.
The fundamental purpose of talkback in the commercial sector, as I understand it, is to have very cheap fill between the ads. Commercial radio's imperative is, of course, to make money, and that's done through the attraction of ads. They've discovered that what draws the most people to listen to the ads, and that therefore you can sell the ads for a higher price, is very strongly argued, highly opinionated points of view. It's ideal if those points of view are conservative points of view. They're high profile, these talkback people, but they're only a proportion. Now, do they have disproportionate influence on government? Yes, they do. Anyone who watches the sycophantic treatment of Alan Jones, the fear among lobbyists and government members around people like Alan Jones is palpable.
This is a Fox News alert. Top Australian cops reacting angrily to the mob violence in that country earlier today. Protests exploded into violence as some 5,000 surfers and locals gathered at a beach in Sydney.
Breakfast with Alan Jones on 2GB 873.
Commercial talkback. So in Sydney, we're talking about 2GB and 2UE. They are the talkback stations. Neither of them have a woman in any major on-air shift. You might find a woman comes on air as a gardening expert, or perhaps an entertainment expert, or she might talk about the stars and astrology, but she won't occupy one of the primetime major shifts on air.
Angela Catterns there.
A lot of women working in production and in management in radio, they're just not on air in that particular genre of talkback radio, and it's a brutal world. If you don't rate, you're off. That's true for men as well as women. It's a very tough game, and maybe it's true that the sort of people who like black and white, conservative, strongly argued, unambiguous opinion as a stimulus to ringing in, because that's the little niche we're talking about. Maybe it's true that the listeners who like that style of radio prefer male voices. Maybe that's a commercial reality. Or it may be that there are fewer women who are comfortable and confident in communicating in that black and white, rigid, dominant style.
I was sacked from 2SM many years ago in the 80s. I was suddenly hauled up to the boss's office one day, and I was told that women don't like listening to other women on the radio, so we're going to have to let you go. That was quite a shock to me. So anyway, I don't think there exists any research to prove that theory, but it's a theory that blokes who run radio stations still subscribe to.
The so-called blokes that you're mentioning, let's concentrate on the shock jocks of Sydney, they're actually from a different generation now. A lot of us are into social media. We have Facebook accounts. We have Twitter. We get into different kind of radio. We use the internet. How relevant do you think talkback will be in the next few more years?
Well, they have an old audience, as I'm sure you know. The majority of Alan Jones's listeners, for instance, are 60 plus. So they'll be around, given that the, you know, life expectancy is growing, you know, they'll be around for another 20, 30 years. So I don't see it changing anywhere in the foreseeable future, because commercial radio is an extremely conservative business and it sticks to tried and true formats and tried and true formulas. And what's worked in the past will work for them again. And so that's why they never make any changes.
Tried and true formats. Do you mean the type of radio or type of talkback? Because, I mean, ABC radio has used it. The type of talkback that shouts at you, work on your fear, or highly opinionated talk. Is that what you're talking about, that type of talkback?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
So are you you're almost implying here that there are actually listeners that like to be shouted at? And
well, my darling, Alan Jones is the highest rating radio announcer in Australia, certainly in Sydney. So go figure.
I'd like to ask you, if a young woman would ask you now, I want to break into the shock job, you know, sector, what do I do? How do I survive? What are the survival strategies?
Well, you're not going to have a chance in 2GB or 2UE. I can tell you that now. It's dinosaur radio, and it will continue to be so for some time. Honestly, they just are not going to change. It's so conservative, and it's so hidebound, and it's so stuck in the, well, this is what's worked in the past. We might tweak it a bit around the edges. But there's no way we're going to put a woman on the radio, or two women on the radio at the same time. Wendy Harmer and I do what's become a fantastic double act, if I do say so myself. But it's very popular, and it gets a lot of fantastic feedback. We started off doing podcasts together for the ABC, and now for 2 years in a row, we've been asked to do the summer breakfast program. That's when the regular presenter goes away for 6 weeks or 8 weeks. So we come in and do our breakfast over the summer, and it's fantastic. It's really good fun. It gets a lot of listeners. They really enjoy it. And it's got great potential. We've both previously been number one in breakfast time. So you would think that that is, you know, kind of a gold-plated proposition here, but it's never going to happen. It's not going to happen on commercial radio, and even the ABC is loath to give us a you know, a permanent gig of any kind.
Was it hard for you?
Yes, it did. I was absolutely horrified. I was gutted. I didn't see it coming. And to be sacked for that reason. Women don't like listening to you. You know, well, how can you say that? Show me the piece of paper. Show me the evidence. Show me the research that you've done. But they can't. They don't. And they never will. It's just this assumption that's made by men in commercial radio.
And how did you fight on?
I took some time off. I saved up money. I went to work overseas. I actually got a job in an American radio station, which was a something that I'd always wanted to do. And it was on the strength of the work that I'd done on 2SM. Yeah. They loved the sound of it.
Okay, so we shouldn't all lose hope.
No.
Women like me in this generation.